পুরাণ সংসার ধোঁয়া কৃপামি অজস্র অশুভান আসুরেশু এব জনেশু। This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita. So those who are deriding upon God, the God, there is no God, I am God, they are called asuras. Asuras, atheists, a demon. The demon, the Krishna, Lord Krishna, personally says, the tanhan visata pura, those who are such envious upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the result is that they are thrown into perpetual ignorance and born life after life where they cannot understand what is God. Because they want to forget God, therefore, God puts them into such condition that they will never be able to understand what is God. This is the verse from Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Personality of God. That means the condition of the atheist is always abominable. Tanaham Dishatakuran Samsari Sunaram. Samsari. Samsari means this material incarnation. This is called samsara. And Naradhama. They are called the lowest of the human kind. Because human life is specially meant for God realization, self realization. So instead of realizing oneself and the Supreme Self, if one derives, doesn't want to understand what is God consciousness, what is Krishna, he is to be understood as the lowest of the mankind. Naradham. Adham means less. Or, in other words, he is an animal in the form of a man, Naradham is. And birth after birth, such atheist is put into the species of life where there is no chance of understanding. There are different species we have discussed. Even in human society, there are some species or class that it is not possible for them to understand what is God at all. Not in the idea. Generally, in the aborigines, they have got some sense of God. Whenever they find something extraordinary, just like lightning, or a great hill, or a great tree, they offer their respect. So that is sense of God. Sense of God is there in everyone's heart. Unless he is an animal, everyone's heart there is. Artificially, we try to drive our disobedience. But there are others, even in the civilized society, there are persons, they are put into such circumstances that they will never be able to understand what is God consciousness or what is Krishna consciousness. They are so misfortunate. And as soon as one becomes godless or forgetful, his eternal relationship with God, then his life is immediately condemned. সূত্রে পরিণাম না তাহা না মানিয়া বিবর্তবাদ স্থাপিবাস ভন্ত বলিয়া এই তো কল্পিত অর্থ মনে নাহি খায় শাস্ত্র ছাড়ি কুকল্পনা পাঠান মিলবার। তো দেখ disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati admitted that godlessness in Vedanta Sutra is not the purpose. Actually, by misinterpreting the Vedanta Sutra, they want to establish that there is no God, we are God. Our correct man is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At least there was one convert amongst all the sannyasins, and he was glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Atakvai Shai Pare Krishna Sankirtan, and while he was glorifying Lord Chaitanya, automatically he began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Sunil Prakashananda of Pitru Pahenvacan, when his disciple was glorifying Lord Chaitanya and his process of teaching, the spiritual master Prakashananda said like this, Acharya Agraha Advaita Vada Sthapite. He admitted, Acharya means Shankaracharya. He means here Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya wanted that there is only one Brahma, and we are also Brahma, but he wants to his philosophy of monism. Dwell in God and living entities separate, they do not exist. They admit that God and living entity is the same. It is simply for the time being covered, which is called Maya. Mayavasya. So, Prakashananda Saraswati also admitted that because Shankaracharya wanted to establish the philosophy of monism, therefore he had to cover the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra. Tate Sutra is Vakhatare Unnodite, in a different interpretation. He was very learned scholar. If a scholar likes to present something in a different way, just like an expert lawyer, he can get out of the entanglement of law by generally of words and interpretation. He is called a big lawyer. Similarly, there are philosophers who can quote this different theories and not admit the existence of God. So Shankaracharya's real purpose was no existence of God, because he had a very thankless task. He was dealing with the persons who had Buddhists. They did not believe anything except matter. So for them to establish that there is God, it is very difficult. Therefore, he had asked this man that there is no separate God. We are all God. You are God, I am God. And a demonic person, if he has said, oh, you are God, oh, he becomes very happy. Because he does not become responsible to any higher authority. He becomes God. He can do anything. He can perform any nonsense. Nobody is going to punish him. It is very nice here that I have become God. Because I have no more. Suppose you yourself become the government of the United States, then you can do anything. It is very nice. I am everything. I am president, I am secretary, I am everything. Therefore, who is going to judge me? I can do any nonsense. This is the basic principle of godlessness. To have heard the higher authority. Just like already in your country, the class of young staff were defying any authority, not only in your country, in other countries also. That has become a fashion to defy authority. So this godlessness is also like that, to defy the supreme personality of Godhead. There is no practical difference between Buddha philosophy and Shankara philosophy. Buddha philosophy says that the matter is everything. Beyond matter, there is nothing. Everything void. And the combination of matter is the source of our misery. So, you make a dismantlement of the matter is gone, there is no more misery. And Shankara philosophy says that Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitha. It is a little farther advanced than admitting the spirit. But he says that spirit is impersonal. There is no God. It is impersonal. So practically the same thing. Ultimately it is void or there is no God. But Vedanta philosophy does not say that. Vedanta philosophy, from the very beginning, it asserts that Athata Brahma Jigyasa, now is the time for discussion on the absolute truth. And what is that absolute truth? Janmadrasajata. Absolute truth is the samambonan, substance from which everything emerges. সেই গ্রন্থ বার্তা চাহে সমস্থাপিতে শাস্ত্রের সহজ অর্থ নহে তাহার। দিস ইজ দি সিক্রেট অফ মডার্ন ফ্যাশনেবল ইন্টারপ্রিটেশন। ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু স্ট্যাবলিশ, সাপোজ ইউ হ্যাভ গট সাম কনফিউশন, এন্ড ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু স্ট্যাবলিশ ইট বাই এভিডেন্স অফ এ অ্যাপ্রুভড লিটারেচার, অ্যান অ্যাপ্রুভড লিটারেচার, জাস্ট লাইক গান্ধী. Gandhi wanted to establish non-violence from Bhagavad Gita. He is known to be a great student of Bhagavad Gita, but he was not at all. His political theory was that he wanted to conquer over the enemies by non-violent method, non-violent, non-cooperation. That was his it's a theory. That he wanted to get away all kinds of non-violence from the world. All kinds of violence from the world. That he wanted to prove from Bhagavad Gita non-violence. But how you can prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita? Because Bhagavad Gita is being spoken in the violent battleship. But because he wanted to prove non-violence, therefore he says, oh, this Pandavas means this. This Krishna means this. This chariot means this. Gurus means this. Dharmakshetra means this. Kurukshetra means this. He has invented and manufactured so many rascal meaning it is very difficult. He said that Dharma Kshetri in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, there is the person Dharma Kshetri, Kurukshetri, Samogita, Yudhisthava. Now the very word Yudhisthava means persons who are desiring to fight with one another. Now how he can prove non-violence? But he extracts a meaning. This Pandava means five senses and the Kurukshetra means this body. In this way his interpretation. Therefore, all different interpretations, the basic literature, either take Bhagavad or Srimad Bhagavad Gita or any Upanishad, the meaning is very clear. It is sheer foolishness to understand that the meaning is vague. Now I am clear. I am a great scholar. I can interpret in a different way. So, as a bad day, let's the meaning to be cleared by some rascal. He was not himself competent to clear the meaning, but he left the work to be done by some rascal. That is our interpretation. But actually it is not. In every slope, if you know Sanskrit, you see the meaning is clear. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, Samogita, Ajitustava. There was actually some fight between the two buzzing groups, and they fought as a battlefield of Kurukshetra. That Kurukshetra is still existing. If you go to India, that Kurukshetra, there is a railway station, Kurukshetra. It is about 150 miles from Delhi. And people go there for pilgrimage. They are called in Dharma Kshetra, the place of religious life. And in the Virat, Samveda, I don't exactly remember, but one of the Vedas, it is written that Kurukshetra is Dharma Jagat. In the Kurukshetra, that place, if anyone wants to perform religious rites, he should go to Kurukshetra and perform there. It will have better effect. This is the indication in the Vedic literature. Therefore, Kurukshetra is still accepted. Those who travel, wander in pilgrimage, they go to Kurukshetra. It's still, the system is going on. If there is a lunar eclipse, they go to Kurukshetra to make some charity. So Kurukshetra is accepted from the very, very long period in the Vedic age as the place of pilgrimage. It is stated that Dharma Kshetra. How can I interpret that this Kurukshetra means this body? And his dictionary finds this meaning. But people are so foolish because Mahatma Gandhi has interpreted already. Right? So this is going on. So, Sai Granta Tattva Chaya Samastarvi, if anyone wants to establish his own foolish theory, he takes advantage of popular book and tries to explain in his own way. So in other words, it is clear that Shankaracharya, he wanted to establish his theory of monism, and therefore he has explained Vedanta Sutra in his own way. But that is not the actual explanation. What Lord Chaitanya says, that is real explanation. They all of them admitted. At least Prakashananda Saraswati, he also admitted. Bhagavata Manite Advaita Najaya Sthapan. Now, they wanted to establish the theory of monism, no difference between living entity and God. One, there is no separate God. That is, at least if it is admitted that God is the source of everything, then you have to accept duality. Because the source of everything and the everything emanated, duality. Tati sutte bhakthaya vannalite bhagavatta manike advaita na jaya sthapan ataya sarva shastra karaya khanda. Because the whole universe to get away the existence of God, therefore all the Vedic literature was interpreted by Shankaracharya in his own way. Still it is going on. That process is still going on. Although there are many explanation of Vedanta Sutra by the Vaishnava Sampradaya, just like Ramanacharya, Madhyacharya, every Vaishnava Sampradaya has his own explanation of Vedanta Sutra. Don't understand Vedanta means the monopoly by Shankara Sampradaya. No. People in general, they understand Vedanta means Shankara Sampradaya. Because the devotee class, they do not give much importance to Vedanta. Because they read Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted by the Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially by the sect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a real explanation of Vedanta. Therefore, they do not give any other explanation of Vedanta than Srimad Bhagavatam. And because the Vaishnava Sampradaya does not give a very much importance to Vedanta Sutra, because the explanation is there, they are reading actually Vedanta Sutra, people misunderstand that the Vedantis, followers of Vedanta, is the Sankalpa Sampradaya, not the Vaishnava Sampradaya. That is their misunderstanding. Any Sampradaya, either Sankalpa Sampradaya or Vedanta Sampradaya, if they have no standing on the Vedanta Sutra, they are not recognized. They are recognized. In the Indian system is, in the spiritual society, that if you have got any Sampradaya particular, then you must present your explanation of Vedanta Sutra. How do you understand Vedanta Sutra? On the basis of that understanding, you will be recognized. So, the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they are also Vedantists. Because Vaishnava Sampradaya, they are concerned with the bhakti, and to say cult. Therefore, our society, the Vaishnavas, they were pleased to give me this title, Bhakti Vedanta. That you will explain the Vedanta Sutra. So this Bhakti Vedanta title was especially offered to me, and do not know why. That's all. So, the Vedanta means Bhakti, devotional self. That is the Vaishnava level. And Vedanta means for the Sankara Sampradaya, that there is no God, I am God. Mimamsa kahe ishvar hai parmeya. You know, there are six kinds of philosophy in India. Mimamsa philosophy, and Shanta philosophy, and Nay means logic. Nay philosophy. Then Mahavad philosophy. Then Patanjali, yoga system. Patanjali philosophy. And at last, this Vedanta philosophy. So there are six kinds of philosophers. Out of them, only the Vedanta philosophy is compiled by Vyasa. So, it is considered that Vedanta philosophy only establishes the existence of God. All other philosophy, they do not admit the existence of God. Well, atheistic philosophy. Mimamsa means, they have decided that there is no necessity of worshipping God. If there is any God, alright, you do your duty nicely, and he will be obliged to award you the requirements, then there is no question of flattering him. That is Mimamsa philosophy. Just like in government, there are so many departments, so you need not to flatter me, but you do your duty, you pay your tax, you abide by the laws, then everything will be right. You need not worship any person. That is that philosophy. Mimamsa. Karma Mimamsa. Everyone is under the spell of karma. Everyone is suffering and enjoying as a result of his past deeds. So, the Karma Mimamsa philosophy says there is no necessity of worshipping God. You do your duty, just like some moralist say, that what is the use of God, Hare Krishna. Just do your duty. But he does not know that what is his duty. The duty is only to worship God and nothing more. That is the duty. All other duties are Maya's spell on you. There is no other duty. Because this human life is meant for that duty. The animals cannot execute that duty. only the human being. Therefore, our only duty is to understand God and engage ourselves in that way. So these different kinds of philosophies are there. We can gradually discuss. Thank you very much.